Time for travel. Well, Barry Kenny, who of course is the Corporate Communications Director at Irish Rail, joins me every week with news of travel. Some of the places I'm interested in going to, some of the places like no money on earth to make me go. Is this a place I want to go or no money on earth?
I'm not even going to try to convince you, George. I'm going right past you to the people who are listening. You know I'm a fan of Central America. We've spoken about Central America before. Central America is a region not without its problems, and we're going to the country with the highest murder rate in the world, George.
You are kidding.
Honduras.
Has the highest murder rate in the world?
By miles.
Worse than like Washington DC or yes, Chicago
absolutely.
Or whatever.
And actually I was looking at this list and it turns out I've been to 9 of the top 25, right?
So, oh, murder capital.
Yes, yeah. And San Pedro Sula, which is the city you're going to go in and out of most likely, was up until 2 years ago the most murderous city on the planet. And I suppose, look, I don't want to make light of it. Obviously, they are slap bang in the middle of the drugs trade, of the drugs routes. The infamous MS-13 gang that President Trump speaks about infiltrating the US has a very strong foothold, cocaine passing through. But these...
there is no but. Did you go there?
Yes.
Did you bring Mrs. Kenny?
Yes.
Like, I mean, on that grounds alone, you're irresponsible.
Okay. This is gang-based violence, right? So apart from the usual provisos of not doing stupid things in developing world cities, like going down back streets or finding yourself in areas with no street names, for a tourist, this is somewhere that you can visit. And that's, I suppose, what I want to reflect. And if you take its national parks, if you take its stunning Caribbean beaches and islands, its ruins and its cultures, this is somewhere that has the potential to be a destination like Costa Rica. Okay.
How do we get there? Which I think, I don't know how to get
there.
How would you get there?
You can get there a number of ways. Madrid has direct flights, Air Europa, as little as 380 return from Madrid to San Pedro Sula. A lot of US cities. One of the great things about Aer Lingus going direct to Miami, of course, is you've got all of these places in Central and South America.
Oh, of course
now
you have,
with
yeah.
Great direct flights. So you can fly from Miami, you can fly from Fort Lauderdale with with Spirit Airlines, George, right? Spirit Airlines is an airline effectively developed for passengers who want an airline that goes, I've been a bad boy, please punish me, right? This is what Spirit Airlines. If there is a way of treating you like something that you just stood in, Spirit Airlines will find.
All right. But it's really interesting you make the point about Aer Lingus because Miami is there's flights going out of Miami now to everywhere in South America generally, presumably.
Yes, absolutely.
But just remind me, because like there's Mexico,
yes,
and then there's Brazil and Argentina, and in between, I don't know, ant and all.
Yeah.
So where's Central America?
Costa Rica,
yeah. Honduras.
Yes, Panama, Guatemala, Belize, Nicaragua, El Salvador. And a lot of these countries, as I say, we remember them from the Sandinistas and all of these people in the 80s. But they are, I mean, Costa Rica is miles ahead of everywhere else here in terms of an eco-tourism destination. It's an expensive country. But all of these other countries have seen the potential and are trying to catch up. Honduras, as I say, unfortunately, its gang problems holds it back. But you fly into San Pedro Sula, the city that did ban motorbike passengers due to the number of drive-by shootings, and head down to La Ceiba, right? Now, you say, did I bring Mrs. Kenny? Our journey to La Ceiba involved one of these rare occasions of travel-induced Tourette's descending on Mrs. Kenny. I didn't realise that she knew such words, George. It was, we were in the dark, driving up one of these unpaved
roads.
You
were on a bus or in
a
car?
No, in a car.
Right.
One of these unpaved roads up to into the national park to a seemingly abandoned eco-lodge in the jungle. And the words that were coming out that I heard were horrific.
So what, you've now rented a car, okay, but now you've
we got a driver to bring us
driver.
Down.
Yeah. But now you've also rented a lodge in the park.
Yes, and some of the... fantastic. This is, by the way, is Pico Bonito National Park near La Ceiba. And as I say, if you're travelling to Honduras, you're going to visit La Ceiba. It's a great party town. Every Saturday night, famous for it, and none more so than the third Saturday in May, the Feria de San Isidro. Huge festival there. But the Pico Bonito National Park is right at its doorstep. And this is a lush jungle paradise. Accommodation ranging from hostels to boutique eco lodges, and that's what we.
Now you were in a boutique.
We were,
eco-lodge.
But I mean, and
please
and
the, tell me you were in a boutique eco lodge with your wife, and you
hostel.
Weren't sleeping in a tent or a hostel.
No,
so
we were not.
Please tell me,
Villas Pico Bonito, an absolutely gorgeous place. An English guy had developed it right on the Rio Cangrejal, and when the sun rose in the morning, we saw that we are in this absolutely stunning part of the world where the tree-lined hills soared above us, waterfalls cascading down, and this beautiful clear river coming by. So what to do here, now that you're here, this is an outdoors destination. So you can hike up to El Bayuco. It's an 80-metre high waterfall up 2 hours through this very narrow jungle path. And you're going to be like a kid again. This is... Hands and knees.
You're doing this, and again, I have to stress, poor Mrs. Kenny is on her hands and knees behind you, absolutely. Using swear words you've never heard
before. And you know that humidity in these dense rainforests, so it's, sweat is pouring off you. But absolutely fabulous to be up there in this magnificent waterfall down through the jungle. Not a long walk, but an arduous climb. You can also raft the river. I love rafting, George, I have to say.
This is the white water rafting.
Yeah, and here you are going over rock formations. You got to hold on for dear life. You're going to fly over. You hear the roars echo through the jungle as people do this trip. And then there's lovely calm areas as well.
Hold on.
There was a pool in the Eco Lodge as well. Right?
But I seem to remember a movie. I think Meryl Streep was in it or something, was she?
The River Wild, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't that whitewater rafting?
It was, yeah. And actually, we'll talk movies in this area. Will we skip to the Mosquito Coast briefly?
Do skip to the Mosquito Coast.
Do you remember
that
movie with Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren and River Phoenix? Based on a book by Paul Theroux, the travel writer. And the Mosquito Coast is in the south of Honduras. And
with mosquitoes?
It's actually named after the Mosquitia tribe. Not to say that there aren't mosquitoes. It's absolutely covered in them. But if you want true adventure travel, if you want true off-grid, this is where to go. You can do a 10-day river rafting cruise on the Rio Platano down through here. Now, it takes a day or two to hike to get to the start of this. But when you're there, for about 5 days of this trip, you are going through uninhabited lands largely. All that's there is the wildlife as you go under these kind of low trees and just slide your way down, seeing old petroglyphs on rocks from millennium past.
All right, okay. But seeing as we're talking movies, there's a great thing in Hollywood and Vine, I think, where you get a star on the pavement if you're famous, right? Mm-hmm. Or you can also, in the newly formed cement, they used to put the handprints on, like Judy Garland and Clark Gable and all that. If there is a travel road with stars on it, Mrs. Kenny should get a star.
Not me, no, for putting up with it, whatever. Well, can I bring you to the night? Well,
no, but I want to stay with Mrs. Kenny, if you don't mind, because I know Mrs. Kenny, whereas the listeners don't. There's a lot of people listening, right?
Yes.
Male and female. So there's a lot of guys saying, why don't we go to the murder capital of the world and get a white water raft and go over rocks and everything? And wife or girlfriend is saying, are you out of your mind, Mick?
Yeah.
Now, speak to the erstwhile Mrs. Kennys who are listening. Okay. Why should they go?
We're going to go to the Caribbean coast, right? Okay. It has a Caribbean coast and has beautiful islands offshore. There's the Cayo Cachinos, which are two small islands and 13 tiny little caves with spectacular diving and snorkeling. This is postcard Caribbean. And we don't think of the Central American Caribbean coast. We don't think of that as being the Caribbean. We think of the islands. We think of Barbados. We think of St. Lucia. But Roatan and Utila are the Bay Islands, or two of the three Bay Islands. And Roatan, if people are listening who've been to Honduras, the chances are it's been to Roatan on a cruise because the cruise ship stopped there. And you have West Bay and West End. West Bay, great snorkeling steps from the beach, relaxed tourist-focused environment, a six-course lobster dinner for two for $60, breakfast with the toucans above you in the trees, and deck chair hire for a week for $10, on one of the most gorgeous beaches I have ever spent time. West End, more of a scene, more kind of reggae-type bars, more of a backpacker scene, but like some great features there. You've got the butterfly garden where you've got 30 species flying above you within these trees, and the Reef Rider bar floating out in the bay.
The bar is floating.
Yes, you can swim out to it. You can swim back from it, probably not advised. Or they have a little water taxi shuttling over and back from the beach as well. It's also a place, by the way, George, that we actually saw a plane crashing. We were watching one of these little seaplane tours go out. We said, oh, that looks interesting. We must do that. And as it came in, I said, God, he's banking close to the water. Next thing, the wing clipped it. the plane tumbled over. We thought all were lost, but the pleasure boats got out and rescued them.
But these seaplanes, like, I don't know if I know, I did one in Alaska in the misty fjords.
Yeah.
And I was on the 12 o'clock flight, you know?
Yeah.
And they're misty, so you can't see anything. Right. And then, but the 1 o'clock, the next flight, crashed.
Yeah, and then they have the Sydney one just there. It was just before Christmas. Yeah, yeah. I have to say, I'd be wary of them. And I was looking at the trip specifically to say, let's go up on that next trip. And next thing he hits the water. But that is an aberration. Yeah.
You mentioned Costa Rica is expensive. Presumably you're suggesting that the murder capital of the world is cheap.
It is a very good value destination. Utila is the other place. And by the way, if you want to learn to dive, if you want to get that paddy open water cert, this is one of the best places for quality and for value.
This is scuba now. Scuba as opposed to snorkel.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you, Roatan and Utila. Utila, you've got the whale sharks, and these are basically the biggest fish in the waters. They pass through there seasonally, and a very laid back place. Great for the divers, I puritanical more puritanical about it. They think it's the highlight, whereas your more general holidaymaker, Roatan, is where you want to go.
All right. You mentioned paddy, which is P-A-D-I.
Yes.
For scuba diving.
Yes.
And you got beginner and 1, 2, 3 and so on. Have you got a paddy?
I have the open water, which is the basic one to 18 metres.
Yeah, I have the open water one as well.
Yeah.
But it's a wonderful thing, which if you have any kind of reasonable swimming ability, like you don't have to be a great swimmer.
No.
But it beats snorkelling, there's no doubt about it.
It's just, I mean, it opens up all sorts, and you've got somewhere like, I think off the coast there near, on the north coast of the mainland, you've got crashed planes in the water, and you can go
planes in the water.
Yeah, old wrecks. You can dive down and see these. And I know in Turkey recently, for example, there's a tank that has actually been sunk in the bay, and the divers are going down. So there's all sorts you can see. It is a fabulous thing.
The scuba diving kind of trade. I mean, Bermuda now, for instance, has all these maps of all the ships that have gone down on the and so they take out.
Yeah, and your next level, your advanced diver, you're getting to 30 meters, and then of course your serious divers again. So it is, I think, a tremendous asset to have when you're traveling. But the snorkeling here is exceptional. It is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, but can I come back to the erstwhile Mrs. Kenny's, or more importantly, the erstwhile Mrs. Hooker? Wouldn't be go within a donkey's roar of it. It is a more younger person's.
It's an active. Place. It's an active holiday.
Active, that's the word.
You know what I mean? You can go to Roatan, you can plonk on that beach, and it's as good a Caribbean beach as you will find. But you can also go on the mainland. If you're into history, if you're into archaeology, there's the Copan Ruinas Mayan archaeological site, the town of Copan Ruinas. Lovely town. Probably not as kind of, stunning as something like Chichen Itza is in Mexico.
I was talking to a fella during the week, and he's going down to Barbados. You know that hotel owned by
Sandy Lane. By Dermot Desmond, I think.
Yeah,
yes.
He's going to Sandy. I think that's where I'd be going.
Right.
I think that'd be my Caribbean place.
I went to Sandy Lane, George.
Did you?
As in, I hired a jet ski from the next beach up, and I jet skied onto the beach, because the beaches are public in Barbados. They can't stop you going onto them, but they can stop you coming through the hotel. We're also, as I say, in terms of Copan Ruinas, you've got tunnels in this site as well. So you're actually going down into these Mayan tunnels, and again, that natural wildlife around, and a coffee plantation tour. Great kind of feature of Central America, the Finca Santa Isabel is near Copan Ruinas as well.
I tell you, if there's coffee anywhere, I'm prepared to travel. All right, Barry Kenny in Honduras. I just hope by next week we're going to somewhere safe that I can probably go. I think there are 187 members of the United Nations or something. I don't know, it's some huge number anyway. Mm. And I remember going through the list one time with a pen and ticking off the sort of half a dozen that Mrs. Hook was prepared to go to. All right, for really good news. Now we have news and sport on the hour, but Barry Kenny will, as always, be back with stunning vistas from around the globe.